good afternoon, and you're joining us for All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Liam Connors. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds, but first, our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
When you visit a new town, do you look for an information booth to get yourself acquainted? Well, you might expect to find an announcement for the local Rotary Club meeting, but you might be surprised to find artwork. Plainfield artist and illustrator Jenny B. is one of the driving forces behind curating Plainfield's info kiosk with local art, and she joins us by phone from her home and studio in Plainfield. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you.
So tell us, how did this village art kiosk idea come to be?
Our select board member, Bram Tobin, approached me one day and asked me if I wanted to curate it. There was one panel that was always kind of semi-vacant and not really used, and he's a great photographer himself, and he asked me if I'd like to curate the kiosk, and I thought that was a wonderful idea, and that's how it came together.
How big is the display space? Like, describe the kiosk itself.
The kiosk itself has been built by a local carpenter who's also very talented. Has a fancy little roof that has several panels. The panel itself, I think, is about 2.5 by 3 feet. It's right in the center of the village.
This is a fairly new endeavor, right?
Yes.
So how's it going so far?
It's going pretty well. We've had our third month, and the first month I showed my own work, and the second month it was my husband's work, who's also an artist. And now we have a former select board member who's showing her work. And I'm hoping also to get more people on board and show a variety of different artists. I know we have lots and lots of artists here in the village, but hopefully we can include artists from all over Vermont.
And how are you reaching out to artists to find people to display their works?
So far I have been only using Front Porch Forum, and we have our own little Plainfield People Facebook page.
So tell us a little bit more about you. Where are you from?
My parents are from Russia, but I grew up in Germany, and I moved to Vermont 10 years ago.
And how did you come to be a working artist?
Well, I've always did art. I mean, since I was a little girl, I was drawing and painting, and then I had a degree, made a degree in graphic design. And I kind of stopped working, but even when I stopped working as a graphic design artist, where I traveled the world, and wherever I traveled, I was painting. I was painting murals, I was painting pictures, and and then I kind of became a mom, and it all got on hold. And the last 2 years, I would say, I picked it up again, and some work kind of just fell into my lap, and I was very lucky, I got to say, and kind of how it came to be.
How do you make it work? You said you're a parent, you're a mom,
yes.
Your husband is also an artist. So talk a little bit about your day-to-day as a working parent artist.
Well, it's been a little bit of a challenge because our daughter is just going to start kindergarten this coming fall. She was a lot home, so I had to squeeze in an hour here in the evening or an hour there in the afternoon. It wasn't much time, but I have been lucky to find a very nice project and very patient people I've been working for. So one project I have been working for the past 1.5 years is for the Vermont Action for Peace, and they commissioned me to write and draw a graphic novel. We will be also reaching out to the community eventually about this, because we're hoping to have this graphic novel available for free. As I said, a lot of luck. I had two farmers market signs commissioned, and I've been working with a civil rights activist. So it's piecemeal. I think a lot of artists might have to do that here and there.
If you could have any artist work up at the kiosk, have you ever thought, like, you know, who's the dream artist that you'd like to have on display at the Plainfield Art Kiosk?
I don't know. That's hard to say. I mean, there's so many talented people in Vermont. I think just in our village, I know two photographers, I know several painters. And most people do this, you know, in the evenings or as sort of a semi-pastime.
Thank you so much for telling us more about the Village Art Kiosk in Plainfield. It's such a great, unexpected place to find some local artwork.
Thank you.